Welcome once again to What's It All About? Thoughts on the wisdom of Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes. We're going to continue this afternoon with the second part of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Chapter 7 we find as a chapter in which Solomon gives us basic wisdom for the living of life. He mentions a number of different sort of standard situations that people run across in life and cautions us about the wisdom that we need for that. And yet, he makes some statements now in the second part of the chapter that appear to be ones that we virtually scratch our head about and say, what? Did he really say that? Because he says, while you want to use wisdom, don't use too much wisdom. And while you want to be righteous, don't try to be too righteous. And in that connection, he says, notice that sometimes the very righteous person dies as a young man. And sometimes the very foolish person lives a full life. So what's the point? Don't we really want to strive for wisdom? Wouldn't it be best to reach the highest level of righteous living that we possibly could? Well, I think here's what Solomon is pointing out to us. Here's his perspective on all of this. And that is that no one in this earth can reach the point of having complete and perfect wisdom. No one in this earth, no believer in this earth can achieve perfect righteousness. And so that if you set out as a pursuit for your life, if you're convinced yourself, for example, that if I can just get wise enough and I can just reach a righteous lifestyle, which is fully and completely righteous, then life is going to be great for us, for me. The problem is that will never happen. Life here on earth will never be of that type of perfect living as we ought to. And so when you pursue life with that sort of goal, which is beyond the reach, then your pursuing of wisdom will turn into foolishness. Solomon says that the more that he sought for wisdom being used in life here on earth, the more he found foolishness. Now, he's not saying that we should not pursue wisdom. We ought to. Or that we should not pursue righteousness. We ought to. You need to work on that. It's a goal that we need to set for ourselves. I would encourage you to do that in your life. But to understand that it is okay to sort of take a middle of the road and understand that the wisdom you have is the wisdom that God has given you, and you're okay with that, and you're going to use that, and you're going to seek to perhaps grow to a point, but you're going to use that for life here on earth. And to remember that ultimately, true wisdom comes from God. And the over-pursuit of wisdom really becomes the pursuit of man's own wisdom, which is then nothing but foolishness. And that's what happens when you trust. You get to the point in which the pursuit of wisdom is the actual thing that you trust in, and then that turns on itself and it becomes the pursuit of foolishness. His conclusion then is not to say, well, don't be wise. His conclusion is understand that wisdom comes from God. We live in a fallen world. We are fallen people. And even as believers, certainly we want to be faithful. We want to apply God's wisdom that he gives unto us. We want to live the thankful life the best that we can. And yet we remember that at the end of the day, we simply need to accept what God gives. And that's okay. That is life under the sun.